In the name of our risen Lord, Amen. It's very fitting that today's lesson be chosen. For in Matthew's Gospel, it is set in the post-resurrection ministry of our Lord and concerns itself with sending out the disciples into all the world. We find ourselves on the ecclesiastical calendar celebrating the glorious and victorious resurrection of our Lord, walking that post-Easter pilgrimage with him, and then in our own particular campus context, looking forward to sending men out into the church to receive their calls and their vicarage assignments. This timing in our campus sojourn is always exciting for me, and from the students I gather, it's an exciting time for them as well, even though they may not be a participant this year, namely, as we approach call day. It might not even be an exaggeration to say that there's an eschatological dimension that pervades the campus. As people look to that moment when the whole course of their lives will change and where they may be soon sent to an hitherto unknown place and to an unknown group of people. Well, from our human perspective, such moments are overwhelming, are they not? We can become real concerned, we can worry, and become anxious. And so at such a time, it's wonderful to get a fresh dose of the divine perspective. And St. Matthew provides it for us when Jesus addresses all of us and says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." It struck me this time, as it had not before, that Jesus couches his authority in categorical terms. Indeed, he may be paraphrasing Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and now Jesus, as the risen, resurrected Lord, says, "All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth." There is no place, no geography, no corner that his reign does not extend to, cover, and conquer. And then that wonderful promise, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." So that as we go, wherever that might be, the authority of his name and his kingdom go with us. That promise is something that can easily slip through our theological hands. And I'd like to show how it can by referring to a less sanctified group of seminarians, namely the class I graduated with in 1971. And I'd like to share a true story of how things went in Concordia Seminary St. Louis on that day after we had had a marvelous worship service in the chapel. At that time, the overwhelming majority of men had literally no idea of what the future held. And after that service, both the vicarage and the placement classes were divided alphabetically into two groups, so that A through N would go to Seek 201 and so forth. Well, I recall that time when the candidates squeezed into the room with their friends, their spouses, and dear ones, and positioned in the middle of the room was the placement official, and there was a carton of calls. And again, a brief prayer, and then the process began. First from the back, and then from the front, the envelope would be withdrawn, the name of the candidate, the church, and its location read. Well, how distinctly I remember the uneven response that met those announcements. For example, if John Doe were announced as being placed at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, San Francisco, California, there would be cries, applause, shouts, gasps, and spontaneous enthusiasm, only to be followed by a sort of uneasy or muffled response when the next candidate or two were called to Chicago, Illinois, or Cleveland, Ohio. Somehow, Christ's enthusiastic bestowal of power could be perceived in one call, but not relished as fully in some other calls. And if we're honest, doesn't that ingredient sometimes invade our theological thinking? How much more ably we can build the kingdom in San Diego than in Seymour, Indiana? More than that, I think the text provides us with a setting to look at some early ministries, namely those of the apostles and then of some of the church fathers. How inconceivable, how literally inconceivable it is that we would view St. Paul, after having been struck down and seen the risen Lord, presenting to the Lord his agenda and saying, "Lord, I'm all for your kingdom, and particularly its expression in Ephesus." You know that seaside town up there that has the nice theater, the university, and the fair climate. It's inconceivable that St. Paul would have worked through his call like that. Even as when we follow the history of the church, we find these saints like St. Athanasius, who five times literally had to flee from his congregation and from its environs for his life. And if our records are right, his opponents were totally dismayed at his escape. They couldn't figure out how he got away when they surrounded his church, and yet he came back. He always came back from the desert because he knew that Christ's authority attended him. Well, so it is today, and so it is with you and with me. In the glory of Easter, we can say all our agendas are nonsense. And compared to the theology of our text, geography becomes a very secondary concern. Because the theology that Christ has planted in this marvelous commissioning document says you can go everywhere and you can be my witnesses and be privileged to share in spreading the victory that is total and complete. All sins are forgiven. All sorts of human frailties are delivered in the saving career and ministry of our Savior. When you face call day, either a year hence or this year, you may be set up to miss some joy if you are thinking primarily in terms of geography. Don't let the devil set you up. Think in terms of this theology. And we know, even as the Lord has promised, he will be with you in that place that you are sent. And you will find such satisfaction in being his servant that you'll relish and you'll thank the wonderful God who has, through his church, placed you there. Our agendas always fall short. Christ's agenda always brings us happiness. So go. Look forward to your entrance into the ministry. And be assured that his authority is categorical. And he sends you not alone, but with him at your side. And with word and sacrament in your briefcase. And with those instruments you can build the kingdom. And it will build mightily so that the gates of hell will never prevail against it. May God grant it to all of us, for Jesus' sake. Amen.